Welcome to another Rowing Chat. I'm Rebecca Caro, and this month I want to remind our listeners that we have a couple of sponsors who are supporting Rowing Chat. One is Faster Masters Rowing, who do training programs for individuals, crews, and clubs. And the other is the OR Tripod by OR Inspired, where you can mount your video camera on the stern canvas of your boat. Both of those products are available on rowing.chat/sponsors. And please do support the podcast by at least going and having a look at what they've got to offer. Now, today, I'm delighted to welcome as my guest, Andy Triggs-Hodge.
Good morning or evening.
Welcome to Rowing Chat. I think we did do one before, didn't we, with Martin Cross?
Yeah, we did one ages ago, but it's been a while, so it's good to be back.
Thank you. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background in rowing.
So I'm Andrew Triggs-Hodge. I started rowing at university back in 98. Since then, I've gone on to a few successes. I've been lucky enough to be part of the GB team. I went on to win three Olympic gold medals at and Rio. And I've had a number of challenges through those times, but in all, I've gotten a huge amount out of the sport. And now is time to do something different. So now my quest is all about building an event we've called Regatta London. And by the title, you'll deduce that it's in the middle of arguably the world's greatest capital city, but I would say that on the most iconic river. On the Thames through central London. So it's a huge new challenge. And we're here to, we're delivering the event on the 29th of September this year. So it's, life hasn't slowed down one little bit.
I always wondered what retired former Olympians did. So Regatta London sounds just marvellous. You've also got a really cool URL. Why start a new regatta? Why do we need one?
Well, I think people ask the question about what rowing needs a lot. I think we're in a very important time of flux as a sport. If you look at what's going on at FISA, the Olympics, if you look at what's going on at the grassroots level, I think it's fair to say that you know, a lot of big questions are being asked. So I think we do need a new regatta. I think we need several new regattas. I think we need to test various models of what regatta is and what it means. So I think, you know, the time is quite pertinent in some respect to try something like this. The other side of the coin is opportunity. When opportunity arrives, you've got to take it with both hands. And my opportunity arrived when I stopped rowing, made the decision to quit the GB team. And I, in looking for work, came across a company called Tideway, who are building something called the Super Sewer, which is going to clean the River Thames through London. It's a huge environmental project. It's going to have a massive benefit for the river. And they wanted to build something that was going to celebrate that. That's something that would remind people that there's a huge tunnel under the river helping to clean it. And that opportunity manifested itself as let's get people on the river, this celebration. So I found myself in a position right in the middle of all the key stakeholders needed to deliver an event with a backer in Tideway who have supported me and supported the event Regatta London into fruition. And we're here today with a real opportunity to put on a rowing event in a unique location. It's never, a regatta like this has never been done before. Through central London. The water itself is hugely challenging with some really big stakeholders involved from the Environment Agency, the Port of London Authority, you know, the GLA and various bodies there, plus all the boroughs involved. You know, we needed a big organisation like Tideway to be able to work with and work off to make this happen. So, and that's the opportunity. That's the bit that rarely happens. But the opportunity will give is a central London major rowing and kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding event, which we don't have. And in terms of the iconic location, the opportunity for people to paddle through Tower Bridge, past Parliament, you know, past the London Eye, past the Tower of London. I mean, it's stuff that people celebrate the London Marathon for, you know, Ride London when they start at the Mall. It's, you know, it's that level of ambition that this event carries. You know, we'll be finishing at Greenwich Naval College. One of them is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Hugely iconic, important structure for the river. Hugely impressive building in its own right. That's our Mall. We're going to finish there, and that's where our celebration and party will be. You know, and that, when you think about, okay, why do we need a new regatta? Well, even if we didn't need a new regatta, this opportunity is just too wonderful to not give everything to try and achieve. So yeah, I think we've got something really great here, and I dearly hope that it adds a huge element to the sport, which will help the sport flourish and thrive for years to come.
Tell us a bit more detail about the regatta itself. You've mentioned that there are three different ways of paddling, and Where does it all start?
So the course is Hammersmith Bridge through to Greenwich Naval College. Do you have the map? Here we go, because technology at its best. So you can see there, we start right in the west at Hammersmith. So we've actually got two start lines. Hammersmith Bridge for the rowing eights and the rowing boats, and then we've got Putney for the stand-up paddleboards and the kayak canoes. And then we set everyone off at specific points to make sure there's no overlaps, and all the fast boats go through first. They row, paddle through straight through the centre of town and finish at Greenwich Naval College. We close the whole river to all the river traffic, so all the sort of tens of pleasure cruisers, probably hundreds actually, that usually sort of dominate the river, will all be sitting on the banks for the day or for the morning. And we are also timing the event with a Thames barrier closure. So the Environment Agency closed the barrier once a year, and we've timed our event with that occurrence so that we can run the event when the river is a normal river. I mean, there'll still be some fluvial flow. There'll be a bit of a push down the river, but it won't be the normal tidal conditions we all know and love for the tideway. So because of those two factors, it means we've got a brand new rowing venue in this world. It happens to be the most iconic squiggle. I think everybody will know a certain element of the course from its shape. It's hugely iconic river. And sort of this is our chance to actually go and row it proper as part of a big event, a big festival. So it's really exciting. We've got two challenges. We've got the London Crossing and the Big Ben. The London Crossing is from the Hammersmith Putney start lines all the way through to Greenwich. And we've got the Big Ben Challenge, which is just for kayak canoeing, stand-up paddleboarding. And that takes you from Putney to Big Ben and back to Putney. Both challenges are still pretty big. The London Crossing for the rowing is 14 miles. For the kayaking is 12 miles, and the Big Ben is 12 miles. The Big Ben only affords us a bit more leeway with cutoff times. So if you're probably not as fast or as confident to be able to get through in time, then the Big Ben's for you. But it's still 12 miles, and it's still arguably pretty hard because you've got to paddle up against that fluvial flow to get back home. So I would argue it's no less of a challenge. So there you have it. I mean, that's the sort of the nuts and bolts. It's going to be an amazing day. Last year, we actually did a test event. We had five rowing eights do the course. There were mixed eights from Molesey, UL, Tideway Scholars, Imperial College, and London. It was just amazing to see it go through London. Fantastic. The photographs would have been amazing had it not been absolutely chucking down with rain. don't know if you remember our, you know, our summer the heat wave last year. Well, it broke, literally broke on the day we ran our test event. It was tragic. But saying all that, we had an amazing time, and the athletes did. We also took 30 stand-up paddleboarders through. Yeah. That was, again, just phenomenal to see. I think what we can achieve with this is going to be really cool.
And so there's going to be a one-way trip. The rowing boats will have to get a trailer down to the finish line to get their boats home. But everyone else can either do the halfway out and back, or they can also paddle all the way and just come out at the finish line.
Yeah, I mean, look, without a doubt, this event's going to have some logistical planning around it. You know, the joy of starting in Hammersmith and finishing in Greenwich does mean that we need to think of some logistics around that. We've got drop-offs on the day before. So on the Saturday, we'll look after your boat. We'll have overnight security at those locations. That gives you a chance to take your trailer down to Greenwich. And then in the morning, head up by public transport. We'll have some, we'll have boats to take people who stay in the west to come looking at camping. And then everyone gets on the water, does the event, and then we'll take any bags, anything that needs to be taken from the start line to the finish line separately, so that when you get to the finish, it's all there waiting for you. So yeah, no, it's, you know, it's going to present its own logistics, but it's going to be, yeah, I mean, it's going to be worth it. That's all I can say. And I think we've got most of the boats will be doing the London Crossing. So we've got 600 doing the London Crossing, 200 doing the Big Ben.
Wow. So that's the maximum number of entries that you can accept?
A number of vessels, yes.
Great. So you're hoping that people will basically get a bus down from wherever they are, Nottingham, Cambridge, Bristol, and bring one or two or three crews with them?
Yeah. I mean, it's, it's not too dissimilar from the head in that respect. I know some crews will want to turn up in the morning. But yeah, I mean, look, many London crews will never have done this course, let alone, you know, crews from across the UK, Europe, or the world, wherever. This is a weekend to celebrate paddle sport. This is a weekend to do a bit in London, enjoy what London has to offer. It is a big, crazy city. I mean, I'm a Yorkshireman. When I was a kid, I said I'd never do two things. One was to take over, to have a job that takes over my life. The other was to never move to London. And unfortunately, I've pretty much done both. But for a good reason, rowing has taken over my life, without a doubt. I've got a beautiful family with three young boys, which I spend not enough time with. But I'm here creating Regatta London. I think it's a pretty good trade-off and something that I think will inspire them in the long term. And then London, I mean, it does have a draw. It is a fantastic city. You can't get away from that. It has so many parts to it to enjoy and to find out about, whether it's the museums or the theatres or the culture, whatever it is, it's got a huge amount to offer. So Regatta London sits right in the middle of all of that. It really joins it all together. So, you know, come down for the weekend, enjoy London for what it is. Go out for a nice meal on Saturday evening, and then come out and do what I hope will be one of the greatest rowing events in the world. Sounds like a pretty good weekend to me.
It does. Now, you alluded earlier to the fact that you felt that rowing as a sport needs to broaden its appeal, needs to change its depth. I personally really subscribe to the same views, because I've noticed huge participation gains in other sports, and particularly they have innovated in terms of the type of format of race that they offer. Cycling's a very good example. So what's your long-term vision for rowing in the context of Regatta London?
Rowing can stand on its own two feet in many different ways. The problem it has is being seen. You know, one of my favorite things to contemplate is actually the bumps. So the Oxford and Cambridge race is sort of the race is done at the Oxford and Cambridge colleges. And I think UL has a bumps where eights will line up behind each other and the idea is to literally bump to stern to register your sort of win, as it were.
Yeah, catch the boat in front. That's the basic.
Exactly. It's brilliant. I mean, it's fantastic. But it's contained. It's held within this little, you know, these little locations in Oxford and Cambridge for their own purposes. And I always wonder, like, well, what would it be like if it was an Olympic sport? You know, that ski cross or the skateboard cross version of rowing, which, you know, if you look at what those sports have done those events have done for those sports. If you look at, exactly what you say with the cycling, you've got your 6-day cycling, you've got your tours, you've got your time trials, you've got your indoor, your track cycling. You look at, I mean, it's there's so much more diversity within the sport, which we have, we're just not celebrating. And I think Gata London hooks into a specific part of that picture. It doesn't tackle most of it. What it does do is it brings the sport into that central London, central city location. It puts it in the iconic venue, which means that as long as you can do it by scale and you can put on a big show, that it puts the sport alongside the London Marathons and the Ride Londons. And I think there's a bit more to the picture, which makes it truly remarkable as an event. But that's the building blocks. That's what you need to do to start with. Because then, I mean, you look at London, automatically, you know, midday on a Sunday, you've got 100,000 people plus on the banks thinking, what the hell is that?
That's right. Driving over the bridges, wondering what's happening.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's where, okay, Ride London obviously had the Olympics to kickstart it, but certainly London Marathon started with nothing. We've got a tailwind because we know the model works, but still we have to prove it. The bit that you add on top of that is the charity model. So here in the UK, there's a huge amount of events which use that charity model to add value to an experience. So, you know, the idea of going from couch to marathon or challenging yourself to do something that hasn't been done before, that you have
challenges, yeah.
Really important part of getting people engaged with sports and inspiring them to actually participate and start. And then often what goes on from there is someone does a half marathon or a 10K or a marathon, and then it leads on to more. But then the really important thing is that they then inspire other people in their network to have a go as well. And that's where the growth of cycling and running has really sort of exploded in the last, you know, for running for 40 years, for cycling for the last 10, 15 years. And we have and I think rowing's missing out on that. We haven't got this bit which says, hey, try this, have a go. It's an amazing event. And then letting the story unfold from there. So I really think Regatta London can offer that opportunity for the sport to grow in that capacity. So that's why we've linked with charities. We've dedicated a number of places to charities, and we've got our three headline charity partners. So London Youth Rowing, Mates In, which is a mental health charity, and Thames 21, which is an environmental charity that does foreshore cleanups on the River Thames in London. So we have three charities which really personify what we want to achieve within the sport. And that's obviously with London Youth Rowing, it's about engaging more diverse communities, showing how rowing is a sport that anyone can do, and that anyone can enjoy it. You've just got to open the door to people. Mates In Mind, mental health charity. We know that sport can be incredibly beneficial for people with mental health problems, but equally we also know that people leaving high performance sports suffer an enormous amount of mental health issues when they leave professional sport. There's a health and safety, there's a mental health, there's a health and well-being aspect around that, which is really important to A, talk about, but B, support and find routes that when you do have friends or family who are in these dire straits, these dire situations, that A, you know what to do or who to point them to. The problem is the who you point them to bit is underfunded, and that's where charities like Mates In Mind make such a big difference. And then you've got Thames 21. just an incredibly impressive, fantastic environmental charity, which do a huge amount of foreshore walks. They do a huge amount of cleaning the river itself here in London. They get thousands of people on the banks, literally pulling out wet wipes from the foreshore. You know, I on the river on the banks at up by Hammersmith Bridge, where there's a what they call a drop zone, yeah. And you can stand on the bank there for an hour, and just with this little fork pull out wet wipes that have all come out of the sewers, and you can just stand there, the same spot for an hour, just constantly pulling out. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. And there must be a good meter of wet wipes. It's absolutely horrendous. But great charities like Thames 21 are helping to literally pull it out the riverbanks. And then the messaging around that, the cultural change that we need to go through as a society here in London, arguably across the world, to be more responsible, buy things that are better for the environment, more aware, or deal with them properly. Is a huge part of making our environment better. Going back to where this all started, you know, it started with an environmental project. So it all keys into the bigger vision and the foundations of this event as an environmental project. Here, we're here to deliver sport and the environment hand in hand. So we've got some pretty strict rules in the event around sort of plastics, around our commitment to the environment. So, for instance, if any of the participants have seen littering, sort of throwing a bottle or a bit of litter, I'm afraid that's a disqualification from the event. So we're here to be responsible and to make sure we're looking at our own and our environment for the future.
That sounds fantastic, and the sort of leadership by example that I hope other rowing events will see fit to follow. So I'm interested. I like the sound of what you've talked about. How can we find out more? Do we need to rent boats? Have we got to bring our own gear? How do I find out about taking part?
Well, first of all, go to the website. So www.regatta.london. That's the portal. That's the where all the information is. It's where you can sign up. You know, this is, you know, to run on any event of scale, it does rely on the participant buying in and doing their bit. So it is all your boats. We aim to certainly, if you don't have boats, can't do it this year. We're aiming to connect people with people, places that can. So working with British Rowing and British Canoeing and various suppliers, hirers and trainers to help people get involved in our sports where they thought there was a barrier before. So we want to sort of break down all those barriers. We hope that organizations will be able to hire boats on the day. So if you train at home at a community club but aren't able to bring a boat with you, then that's something probably for the future. I don't think we can do that this year. But you know, there's some great models out there. You know, I'm discovering Masters Rowing, not in an actual get on the water capacity yet. but you know, looking at how they operate, there's a lot of hiring models around there. There's a huge life and energy, which is just incredible. I mean, I went to Henley Masters for the first time. I was just blown away by the friendliness, by the sense of inclusiveness and just the joy that people were having at that event. And that really sort of buoyed me up, because that's exactly what we want to bring to Central London and show the UK and the world, you know, what rowing and the same for kayak canoeing, standard paddleboarding is all about. That's the energy that we want to put on show. This is not an event dominated by high performance and that cutting edge, although they will be there. You know, it's fair to say we've got a good friend of mine, James Cameron Nicol, Rex International boats, rowing for Mates in Mind, and yeah, I mean, they're going to have great fun. We've got some top flight clubs coming over, so obviously Molesey, my club, they're going to be there whether they like it or not, and a few other big names. So it's going to be one end a performance event, but the real life and energy of this event is going to exist with all those thousands of people who just want to come on and do the row, you know, just have a chance to row through Tower Bridge. So yeah, no, but absolutely, bring your boats. you know, bring your life, bring the energy, do something that that's never been done before. I mean, this is the inaugural event. You might be able to do Regatta London in the future, but you'll only be able to do the inaugural event once. You know, that's the that's really cool. You know, to say you were there for the first one, I think that's really exciting thing to be able to do. Unfortunately, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
These events, just for the listeners, they are huge fun. I'm fortunate to have participated in one here in New Zealand called the Waikato 100. Waikato is the name of the river, and it's a 100-kilometer event. And you can do it in 25K blocks, and you can do all of it or part of it. And we did it. I was in a mixed masters double, and we did the last 25K, and off we paddled, and we were at two-thirds of the way through, and you're beginning to get a little bit tired, and the landscape maybe isn't quite as entertaining as it was at the beginning. And suddenly behind us, I could see this very good looking quad, and I was like, okay, let's get in time with the quad, let's keep an eye on the quad. And then behind it then was two eights with a coach who was buzzing in a speedboat between the two eights, coaching them as they went. And suddenly we got overtaken by the entire New Zealand men's national team.
Really? Was that the whole 100K or was that the last 25?
No, they did 50. Noel they Donald did. Took them down for the 50K. They said, right, we're going for a long road, boys. Here we go.
Well, that sounds like an amazing event. I mean, it's one I've not heard of. But, you know, those sorts of events are the bits that's going to capture people's imaginations. I think... you know, I think we've got, as a sport, we've got to have confidence to get off the 2K courses and do things like this, because this is what brings the sport to life. So, no, I mean, that sounds definitely one to put in the bucket list one day.
Fantastic.
What about the sounds of this?
Oh, bring the whole family. We'll have fun.
When they can row me down the river. Got three boys, so they can. I'll just sit in the bow.
You'll need a cox.
That's right. Yeah. I'll find one of them too.
Sorted. Andy, thank you for coming. Thank you for your energy and your enthusiasm. And more than that, actually, thank you for having the vision and the leadership to challenge the orthodoxy and the open eyes to see things like your description of Henley Masters Regatta and how the Masters end of the sport, which obviously you would never have seen before. Trust me, it's growing very fast, and I'll make sure that this ring, which has got nearly 6,000 people from around the world, many of whom travel for work and put things up and say, I'm going to be in this city on this date, can I go for a row? And I'm sure there are a few people who can fix a few work trips to be in London on the right day.
That's what we want to hear. That would be combined work and pleasure. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Thanks again for coming and telling us about it. Listeners, viewers, please go to regatta.london. That is the actual web address. And take a look, find out more, and then speak to your club mates and see if you can't pull a crew or two together.
Yeah, enjoy it. Thank you very much, Rebecca. Really appreciate the offer to talk today. And yeah, please get involved. And if anyone has any questions, contact us through Twitter or Facebook, or the email is info@regatta.london.
Andy, thank you very much indeed. It's been a delight. Until next time, goodbye.